So talk to us about your Sudoku.
Oh, am
addiction.
I supposed to? Am I supposed to talk? I don't know if this is funny at all.
No.
Do you think
really?
It's funny?
I do. I think it's like super
maybe
random.
Not funny, but it's interesting. It's what you're into right now. Case, what are you into right now? What's going on?
I've been doing Sudokus. You know.
Wow, that's so funny. That's so funny and interesting.
Love that.
Tell me more.
Well,
me,
you know.
Do you happen to write anything on your pages?
No, I write the numbers that go in the boxes. And then after that, I give myself a little comment at the top based off of how I feel like I performed or how I experienced that Sudoku.
Oh.
What
was your latest one? How did you perform?
Last night I did one 2:23:25 Sunday. And I said felt all over the place.
Oh no.
As I have a book that my friend Sean left here, so I am assuming his position. But I started from like the very beginning and I'm taking it page by page by page. So obviously it's going to get harder every page that I go. So all my comments have been like, uh-oh, it's getting sloppy. It's like, it's only going to get worse. So
Do you time yourself?
No. It's more of just like a relaxing thing for me to do in bed, or like I'll do it while I'm listening to a podcast or listening to like TikTok or something.
Yeah. Is this like a wind down from the day?
Yeah.
With a little Sudoku?
This is a wind down doku. I've been telling Bryce, I got
wind
a doke.
Doku.
Like, I got a doke. So I've been taking it with me in the car.
Very different from toke.
Oh, yeah. Super different.
Very different.
We're going to be at like, I don't know, some little friend reunion. Be like, where's Casey? She's in the bathroom just Sudokuing.
She's in the bathroom
while I'm taking a dump.
Yeah.
Dump and doke sounds awesome.
Dump and doke.
Dump and doke is insane.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I used to love doing them in church. I remember we had a booklet too, and I remember loving, like, it is fun when you get one. I do understand the high. I haven't done one in years. So maybe I need to get back into it. Maybe this is my sign.
You should. Just start with the app. That's the easiest way to do it. And you can turn on hints and you can cheat as much as you want. And then if you want to move to buying a physical copy.
Okay.
It's way more fun to do it by hand.
Yeah.
And this book has directions in Spanish, French, and English. So
it's
got
God.
You covered.
Good.
Thank God.
Yeah. Volume 511. I don't know what any of the other volumes are, but
that's so many.
There's a lot out there.
My favorite is 486, actually, from what I've done.
Oh, I remember 486.
I know that one. I recently did this like wine tour with a friend, like went to different like wineries around Charlotte. It was super fun. And I went to the Dollar Tree to get snacks. And I will say I saw some Sudoku like booklets and like word searches and like that dot game too.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at
that's
it. And that was
one.
The first time that I had looked at Sudoku and been like, this actually would be super fun. Get a little tipsy and just like whip these bad boys out at like
a bar. I wouldn't say you could really whip them out if you're tipsy. They definitely do require a little brain power.
That's a challenge. I'm willing to
go buy your book.
Okay.
Are we doking?
Are we doking? Next pod, we're just doking.
We're just doking. A doking podcast.
Silent pod.
Doke it up. Doke it up.
Doke it up.
That's fun, Case. I'm glad that you have that book. I'm glad Sean left it. Or else
I am too.
We
wouldn't be
here today.
I felt bad, but I did the first Sudoku and I was like, all my sadness is left for Sean because I'm thrilled for myself.
He's fine.
He's okay.
He's okay. Hey guys, welcome back to It's Been Forever. My name is Meredith.
I'm Casey.
And I'm Kiara.
And today we are talking about things that don't exist but should. And let me tell you, this is kind of a tricky thing because I feel like when I was thinking of these things, I was thinking of like problems in my everyday life. And there are things that I could purchase. Like there are things that are in existence, but they're all just like kind of expensive and I don't have them.
Right.
understandable.
And when I was talking to Bryce about this, he goes, well, if you need your problem solved, isn't it already invented? Like, what's the point of this? And I was like, well, first off, that's okay. Not the right attitude to have. Secondly, he wanted a jetpack and something to help him get dressed in the morning. And I was like,
why does that feel like such a guy thing?
I was
to
like,
say?
That sounds like you're watching like, do you guys remember that futuristic show, like the Jetsons? Yes. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think you're just naming things that you saw off a TV show when you were a kid. So you actually don't have any
teleporting
creativity.
Cars? Yeah. Or levitating cars?
He said something like that too. It was like just.
Time
dumb.
Travel.
Oh, teleportation. He goes, why isn't there teleportation? I was like, that's not, you're missing the point.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. That was one of mine. So. Okay. So that's tough. So that just starts us off. Tough. I can't. So it's awesome.
Is your other one like being imaginary or something? Like
the other one.
These
is
are not
being
superpowers.
Invisible.
Invisibility cloak. Flying. I don't want anyone to see me.
Okay, that was my other one. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so that just starts us off. I guess my first one was
okay.
All right.
Okay, just
being
elaborate.
A person that who lives far away from her family, you guys can, you know, that
totally get it.
It would just
totally
be so nice
it.
To be able to walk into my closet and be in my mom's
land
kitchen.
In your kitchen. Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh. What if every time you teleported, like you can, cool, right? Like you get to where, but you end up in the worst situation. Mm. Like you end up somewhere where you want to be, but in a situation that you wish that you never were.
That feels like a little would you rather.
So like it works, but like, the glitch is you walk in on your parents. You know what I mean?
No.
But you get there. But you get there.
Casey, that's ucky.
Interesting.
I'm just saying it can't be as easy as just teleporting.
Or what if only
what I mean?
Your body teleports and your clothes don't? That'd be crazy.
Wait, I like that one.
So you teleport,
or
but your
both.
Clothes don't
so
come
you
with
show
you.
Up, you don't have any clothes.
And you show up naked?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yikes. Okay, well, that's mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we snaking?
Don't even with the snake. I'll go.
Okay.
My first one is weather control systems per body. Because in my household, my roommate likes it like 72. I like it 68, 69. And so I would love it if both of us can be like enjoy our house.
So like a car.
Not,
so like car settings, like dual, but like in real life.
Or yes. A sleep number, but room.
Okay.
But room. Correct.
Okay. I like that
and
a
then
lot.
I'm like, does that just mean you have a thermostat in every
okay, room? So I will say that technically does exist. But
okay.
We'll pretend it doesn't.
Okay.
Because that's how our apartment is. So basically you have like a cadet heater for each room. So you can turn up whatever temperature in each room that you
cute.
Want. It's actually very old school.
Oh, okay. So I'm going back in time.
Yeah, you're going back in time.
Oh, cool. What is it called? A cadet?
I have a cadet heater. So it's just in cadet the wall.
Heater.
So there's
just a little
cadet
Boy
heaters.
Scout heater.
They're all over the house, in the wall. There's one in our bathroom, then there's one in our bedroom, which are
so
right
your
next to each other.
Bathroom and bedroom can be two different.
Correct.
One in the bathroom is slick.
Except when it's so hot in there and you go in the morning and you feel like you're going to suffocate and die because you're like, oh, it's like 70 degrees in the bathroom, you know? Yeah.
What
and
do
it's
you
like,
keep it at?
Typically. Every room is different.
Well, what like
right?
bathroom I meant.
I don't know. I'm not in charge of that.
Well,
that's not my.
That's a Bryce
that's
duty.
Not my journey. That's a Bryce thing. And also, I'm not really allowed.
Oh, so.
He's
don't
like,
touch it.
This or nothing.
It costs money. Yeah.
It costs money, so I'm not allowed to do anything about it.
That's true.
So I just bundle up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's way lower than I want it to be. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I probably would enjoy it because I am warm-blooded. But okay, well, that's great. That exists. So I guess mine is relevant. Didn't even know
for
it, but
two
I,
so far.
I know.
Casey, what do you have?
Casey, bring us home.
What do you got?
I want an award show for average people. I want to be nominated across the country for this person has shown the best marketing strategies, like for things that literally don't matter, and you have no reason to ever go to a award show. But I want to go to an award show really bad, and I want to, you know, and I think it would be a really good performance. Enhancer for people to work harder so that they could be nominated to win an award for accounting.
Okay.
At their company. You know what I mean? And it's it's okay. a national thing. It's not like just okay. your little like little stupid company get together thing. It's like this is nationwide. Is on your side, baby.
Oh.
Baby. So all different categories. It's kind of like the Grammys, kind of like the SAG Awards, you know, the Emmys, all of that. It's all kind of wrapped in just for everyday hardworking
Americans.
I love
so
it.
We get a little bit of TV time.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of TV time.
We all deserve some TV time.
Yeah. A little air
time. I like
time.
That a lot.
I like that
That's
one.
Good. Okay. My next one is a button that you can push that lets people know not to talk to you. Like, or like a bubble that wraps around you. Like I go to the grocery store and I want everyone to know, don't talk to me.
Right.
But not really in a rude way. I want them also to not think like, wow, what
like, well, maybe I'm on a time crunch. Like I need
to
like
put my AirPods in and that does the same thing. But then people think you're rude.
Correct.
You know, I just want
that's what I do. Nope.
You just want something to exist that makes you not look rude.
I actually just want to be invisible.
Teleportation and invisibility cloak.
So that's what we're doing today.
Got it. You know what you could do is, you know how there's like service dogs and it's like, don't pet me. You could just put like a lanyard. like
that's
a lanyard
so
around
funny.
Your neck with like a big sign that's just like,
a
don't
vest.
Pet me.
Talk no, a vest like the dog. That's
fluorescent
what you need.
Vest. That's funny.
Maybe
that's
a collar too.
Oh gosh. Start acting out if they look at you a certain way. That'll sure get them
like
to
start
shut
foaming
the
at the
up.
Mouth.
Perfect.
Okay, that's a fun one. My next one, I feel pretty solid about this one. Okay, so, and I don't think this exists. However, it might. Okay, a smart fridge that suggests recipes and it scans the food on the inside of your fridge and then it tells you like what you have and what you can make from it. So it's kind of like ChatGPT, but like
that's so good.
I'm so sorry that does exist.
It scans.
I don't think it does
food?
Tell you recipes.
No,
I know
it
there's
does.
One that tells you like, oh, do I have this in my fridge? If you're at the grocery store, but I don't know if it tells you recipes.
I think it does. I think it
really?
Does. I watched a TikTok about it.
Oh,
what are these smart? What are these things? Smart fridges.
Yeah, smart fridges.
Okay, well that
wow.
well screw that.
Well
I mean
great.
It's really but that again I sometimes I think some of our things are solvable, we just don't have the money.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
I would love to have that fridge because I feel like at the end of like the week when I'm like rolling low on ingredients, I wanna know, can I make something with hash browns, eggs, chocolate milk, and peanut
sriracha.
Butter? I don't know. I'm kind of
yeah
and sriracha.
Yeah, sounds
and
awesome.
Of butter. I want to know. And like sometimes I've, you know, I have asked either ChatGPT or gone to TikTok and it's given me stuff. But I would love to just like look at my fridge and just see it in the recipes.
Yeah.
Like that'd be so easy.
Yep.
So now I know if I was a millionaire, I guess I'm having that in my house. So
maybe you guys could all like pitch in for it.
Mm. Split it by four.
Yeah. Then
when
that's
we move
actually
out,
pretty
it's
affordable.
Only $1,000 each, probably.
Only $1,000 each.
Just kidding. $1,000.
I wanna look it up though. Let's.
I know.
Okay. Smart fridge
near me.
Okay, near so me. There's one. It's $3,000. $3,000. It's at Home Depot. It's at Home Depot.
So I think I'll just probably Google.
Yeah, I think at this point I'm just going to Google cucumber. Fridge recipe.
Cucumber fridge recipe.
This thing has family hub, so you can actually put stuff on the door, but it's not actually on the door. It's basically like
digital, yeah.
A digital screen on the front of your. It's basically like a tablet on your freaking fridge.
Yeah. I think my friend Maddie had that.
Oh, Maddie. Whoa. Yeah.
But she ended up, they really didn't like it because they like couldn't turn down the brightness on it. And so it was just always like
dark.
No, it's always bright.
Oh.
Like it, like in the middle of the night, it's like, blind.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So they didn't like theirs, but.
Yeah, that'd take a little getting used to.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe I'll take a self-cleaning fridge.
Ooh. There you go.
That's, I just cleaned out my fridge last week, and that was a chore.
The taking out those drawers and cleaning the drawers.
Taking out the drawers and washing them, but it looks so nice now.
Yeah.
Now next is the freezer, and I know there's stuff in there that's been in there since we moved in.
Like deep freeze? Is that what you're
meaning? No, just our regular freezer.
Oh, just your freezer.
But it's at the point where I'm just like, put stuff in, and I'm like, quick, close the door before it falls.
Oh, and okay.
You know, I'm living my life like that right now.
On the edge.
On the edge. On the edge. Not on the edge of glory.
No.
On the edge of death.
The opposite. Yeah.
Yes. So.
This fridge was actually $4,000, but it's on sale right now for 29% off. That's why it's $3,000. So, in case you guys were wondering.
So, we're losing money if we don't get it.
So,
yeah.
If there's any listener out there that wants to send me a hefty Venmo,
hefty.
Hefty.
What about Cash App? I thought you loved Cash App.
I also love Cash App. Yeah.
$5 referral.
Couple run-ins. That's true. Yeah, the $5 referral.
We went nuts with that in college.
Okay, so
I think we only got $5 from each other when we did the $5
referral.
Well,
it felt like a lot because I was poor. So we went nuts.
That was a whole meal at like Taco Bell. Still.
Taco John's. Taco you John's. Mean?
We never went to Taco John's. Bell. Sorry. Wow. Yuck. I forgot about Taco John's.
Disgusting.
Oh, don't sleep on the potato olés though.
I remember one time I got a burrito there and there was grease dripping all the way to my elbow.
Everything there is gross except for their potato olés.
Which are just basically
what were those again?
Like hash browns in a circle.
They're hash browns. Yeah, but they also have like a spice on them. They're so good. Don't sleep on them.
Man.
I'm asleep.
Casey's you go in out. A deep right sleep. To sleep, Casey.
Well, I don't
tell us,
think they
tell
have
us
them.
What's next.
I don't think they have them like past Iowa, even.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay. My next one. Communication device so that we can talk to each other without speaking.
So a phone? Oh.
Like you look at a friend across the room and
and like you know. Even though you know, but like now you know. It's like, you know, you know.
That's scary. Oh, you know. That sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
It probably I worked really hard to come up with that, and and for you to say
I
that
like
it's a Black
it.
Mirror episode, that makes me feel really bad.
But you know what I mean? It's like I can see what they're thinking, and then it's like some crazy guy in the corner.
Actually,
of
there
Trader
is
Joe's.
A there's a Black Mirror episode where you know they like record what you do all day, and you sit and watch each other's footage.
Ew!
And then you like rate each other on like your performance
Ew,
for the day.
I hate that.
Yeah, that's a Black Mirror episode. It's disgusting.
I don't.
Black
like
Mirror is so unsettling.
Black Mirror is unsettling, and also it's kind of true. So
and
I
it's
hate
also
that.
Like I want to keep watching. Like it's a little addictive.
Yeah. There That's was what, one that like sticks in my head. I can't even talk about it because it just like grosses me out. But
how about you talk about it though?
No.
Okay.
I'm not gonna.
But I will say as friends though, yeah. Okay, maybe not like the stranger.
Oh no. I don't want to lock eyes from across the room.
Ooh, no, can just you
like
imagine?
And then like
that'd be weird.
And then you like hear what you say, like, bye.
Bye.
So maybe I take mine back.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, so we're zero.
Okay. So I'm going to go. This is my last one.
Okay.
But this, you know what? I think I really saved my best for last. I think this one is really good.
Okay.
An airline that is just for like young families, like for parents with like babies and small children.
So the whole airplane is just bawling the whole
Honestly,
time.
Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
But then you don't have to worry about other people being mad. Like I'm so afraid to fly with Lani because I'm afraid she's going to scream the whole time and people are going to be mad at me.
Oh, that's you know? Too bad.
That's
I don't want
bad.
You to feel that way.
Well, no. Also, I listen to a lot of podcasts that are brain rot podcasts, and this one they talk about like I was on this flight and oh there was a baby and I just knew the baby was gonna scream the whole time and it did, you know, like that type of thing, and I'm like oh that's gonna be my baby. So a whole airline where you don't even have to think about that. And I will say I went ahead and I told
Looked
Noah that
it was true.
Did you
I
name
told,
the airline?
No, I told Noah that and he was like I bet ChatGPT has some crazy names for it, and so I'm gonna read some of them off for you.
Okay.
So they have a name and a tagline, okay? Cry High Airlines. Because altitude won't stop the attitude.
Wow.
Oh, I like that.
Number
I like
two,
that too.
Whaleways. the only airline where crying is encouraged.
Oh, I like that tagline better.
Whaleways. Next one is Tantrum Air. Fasten your seatbelts for turbulence and toddler meltdowns.
That's funny.
Oh. The only other one that I liked was Tykes on a Plane. Yes, it's exactly what it sounds like. I thought that one was kind of funny.
That is
funny. Oh my gosh.
That's really funny.
So those are mine.
I like okay. that. Okay, I have one more. And it is, okay, it has to do with translation of languages. A universal earbud, essentially, a universal language translator earbud where you can instantly hear something
yeah.
and but like either be able to understand it in real time or I mean if you know we're just going off the walls like it, you can speak it also in real time because it tells you what to say just like from your earbud
yeah
and you don't have to like translate it like on your phone and then be like what did it say and like go back and then whatever it's just like the earbud you're listening
I'm sure that's coming it. Like can with the I Meta glasses?
Can I tell you
Don't something. Even tell me it's real. At this point, Casey, I have no original thoughts. What?
It's partially true.
Okay.
So there are earbuds that you can wear, but the person you're speaking to also has to wear one. And you have to already predetermine what language they're speaking. So let's say it's French. Okay. So you can input French. You have your phone, you give them an earbud, you wear an earbud, and then it does translate it in real time.
Also, I'm sorry, are we saying earbud?
Did I say earbud?
I think I've heard both of you say earbud.
Maybe I'm saying earbud because she's saying earbud.
And also, that's like a movie.
Earbud. Sorry.
I meant earbud, but maybe
and
I
earbud
kind of
and I'm rolling and I'm rolling off your earbud. But yeah, I know. That's a thing.
Okay,
so it's like partially true. But I think someone would love to be able to get to that next level. And then, like, the fact that you have to, like, already pre-know what language that yeah. you're about to speak makes it a little right. bit, like, eh. But it does work in that way.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I need to try this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And test out. That's actually crazy that I know. All these things that feel so like
I know I'm so sorry
are like
I'm
actually
so
here
sorry.
In real time. I'm a little bummed that like okay well I had a fourth one. Can I say my fourth
yeah
one?
Say your fourth
yeah.
one.
Okay, well this one definitely well I shouldn't even say definitely isn't true.
This one definitely doesn't exist
but should is a pet some kind of a pet communicator thing where
oh.
like you can understand
okay. yeah, yeah,
what
yeah,
they're
for sure.
saying obviously
yeah.
like that doesn't exist but if you could know what Finn is
yeah.
thinking
I mean
and
there
saying,
are like those buttons that you
yeah
can
there are those
on,
buttons
but
and stuff but like
feel
that's
like,
not
training that's not
that's just
that's,
like
that's
I
not
want
what
food.
I mean
I have
right.
to go potty.
Like
yeah
like
right.
from up like the dogs that have those
yes.
translation collars on
I do
yes 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 yes
yes I would love if that
yeah, those
was
those don't
real.
Exist. Those don't exist.
Those don't exist.
Good job,
I don't know
Keek. That was
how
good.
That could exist. So I have one of four.
That's good.
That doesn't exist. I can rest nicely tonight.
Perfect.
Okay. Do you have any more, Case?
I have my last one, and I'm sure that you've heard this before, but I'm just going to speak it into existence because it doesn't exist, but it should. And that is a normal person or like an average. Average, like, I wouldn't say like an everyday American, maybe someone who works out a little more regularly, isn't like out of shape, but they're not like peak physical form, having to do an Olympic event before the actual Olympians. So we understand
ooh,
how insane the actual Olympians are.
That's such a good one, Casey. That's a really, really good one.
Like, I think specifically, like, doing a cartwheel. It's like not really that easy for like the average person
I
to like do it gracefully.
Don't even wanna try.
So like now you're doing a cartwheel and you're going into a back handspring and you're flipping in the air like 10 feet. Well,
yeah.
If you're small biles. But like yeah. this average person, like okay, let's say they've had minimal training in gymnastics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll give them at least that advantage. So yeah. it's like, all right, show us what you got. And they do like literally a back handspring and they're like you know, and they're like,
yep.
Like, we okay, need that's that
it? Would be like a palate cleanse in between. Like we have a couple Olympians yeah. go, and then we're like, okay, just a reminder. This is just what this would look like.
So you
like,
understand you what you're watching right uh-huh. now.
That's funny.
So you actually, wait, they kind of had that with the breakdancing this year.
Honestly, okay, it does exist. Does exist.
Unintentionally existed.
Yeah. So
it's really good.
I about like that. I would love to see someone run like the hundred meter dash mm-hmm. and then see like the freaking sprinters just. And honestly, it would also give people a lot of respect. And I think this is getting better, but like for female athletics too, it would give a lot of respect because like you have Sha'Carri Richardson, who's like one of the fastest women in the world. But people are like, oh, well, she's a girl. Like, I can run that. But it's like, mm-hmm. no, you can't. Like, you actually can't. And right, let's prove it. Let's prove right. that you can't.
Right.
But it is a dream of mine. One might say maybe it's a passion of mine for people to truly understand. Even, like, for someone to go out on the volleyball court and try and dig someone's ball off the men's Olympic volleyball team. Do you know how freaking that hilarious that would be and also terrifying for that person. I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be fun. Almost more entertaining than the Olympics, dare I say, but
true.
Anyway, yeah, that's what I want.
I really like that. That was good.
I want that right now.
I know.
I feel like that's genius. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's good. Tell your friends, if you work at the Olympic Committee and you're listening
right,
to this.
Right.
Just throw it in. Like it doesn't have to be every event, like I get that could be like overdone, but like just the main ones, you know,
right? Just the yeah. main ones,
just the main ones. Like even someone playing ping pong against somebody else, that would be funny. Like I'm like Kiara going up there with her like okay. little ping pong paddle.
Oh, that would be, you know, would be worse than that is doing the ice skating. Do like the Winter Olympics.
Oh, that would
somebody
be
doing the long, not the long jump, but what is it like the, where they ski off and they just like float oh. in the air for a little
I
bit?
I would actually oh. die. I would whatever. Actually what, die.
The one that they're like. Do, 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 over those little oh, hills.
Oh yes,
that oh, one. Gosh,
I think both I'd my be knees like, would break.
Oh, oh my bladder yeah. would be empty by the end, and my legs would be wet.
I don't think gross. I would make it to the end.
No,
or immediately it would freeze to your legs.
Yeah,
I think honestly, for average people, it's just getting off that ski lift with grace.
Right,
I think is really what we're yeah. looking for there.
Oh my yeah, gosh, yikes,
but great. I think moral of the story is we just need to understand how freak athletes, like how freak correct. Of nature yeah. these athletes are and put a little respect on their name. Not that we don't, yeah. but we need to, you know. So, yeah.
I like that.
Oh, I'll volunteer if that helps. Get to the ball do it. Rolling.
I love that.
Yeah. I'll do it. I'll do it.
I have I a won't, story so. About skiing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I actually ever told you guys this story. This might be live first on the podcast. Did yeah. I ever tell you that when my ex, he thought that like his dad was dying and like a car accident and XX.
Okay.
And I like flew to Pennsylvania for
you
a weekend.
Did tell us this. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, anyways, he took me to like a ski resort and it was like me, him and his sister. And like we tried snowboarding and it was like so bad. Like
I
was
know
like
about the resort. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That seems a like, bit out of touch with
with the situation at yeah. hand.
No, for sure. Dad's and I was like, dying. Let's shred.
Hey,
Dad's
you know,
dying. We're not really.
That's crazy. They need a distraction, I guess.
I guess.
When I saw that took from the Sadukes to the from Dukes to Dad's dad.
Dukes
to shredding.
Dukes.
Sorry.
Dukes.
Not the Dukes.
Oh. Anyway, I just have this visual and I wish that you could go back in time and just be there with me. But like I couldn't even make it down like the little kitty one, like my balance was so bad. So if that's
hard.
Any, yeah, if that's any like if that's any indication of like what these people do, for yeah, the Olympics, I'm like, I can't even do a baby hill. Mm. So the fact that people are just like, that's too much.
Wait,
for me.
Okay, let's add that into something that doesn't exist but should. Being able to replay a funny moment that you can think of.
Yes, that is a really good one.
Wait.
Right. Because there's been times where I've missed out on things that people like have told me and I'm like, that story yeah. sounds, and I'm laughing at the story and it wasn't even there, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine if I saw it. That would be fun. So I wish I could see you right now in my head going down this bunny hill. I think I would.
Oh, man.
I think I'd lose it.
I think you would. It would be the same embarrassment that you felt in, I think it was last episode when I messed up my solo. And you were just standing in the background. I couldn't find my key. And you're just like, oh, no. It was that. It would be that same feeling.
Okay.
It's like, oh, no. Kiki.
Mm. Did you do skiing then? Did you go skiing then? Or did you just snowboard?
No, we only snowboard. I think. Okay. Like, I wanted to try skiing. And at the time, he was like, if you can't do snowboarding, you can't do skiing.
And that
wait,
is
isn't
false.
Skiing easier?
Easier. That's what I thought.
Okay. So this guy, again.
Gaslighting up issues, out the wazoo.
Issues.
He didn't want to deal with it.
No. And I was like, this could be fun and romantic and cute and like help me down the mountain. And no. He wanted to go to the, what is it called? Like the black.
Black Diamond.
He wanted to like go to like the worst one. And I was like, I'm not doing that. No.
So he took you skiing so that he could go skiing. I know. What the heck?
No, literally. Oh, also he's engaged. I know. That's the tea.
Wait, to her? To her?
No, not to her. Not to the girl that he cheated on me with. No.
Wait, did he tell? Do you know because he's texted you and told you?
No, thank God. He probably has tried to Instagram message me, but I haven't blocked on literally everything.
Good.
No, I found out because I was telling I don't know if I want to say this. But
well, you already started, so go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Well, they were talking about my ex two men ago and how like not cute he was essentially, and she's like, here, I cannot believe you that you dated this guy. Yeah. And I was like, I kind of forget what he looks like. And then she's like, oh, I'll look him up on Instagram. And then come to find out he's like getting married. I was like, I hope
yikes.
That he's changed
good
his
luck,
ways
girl.
And he
yeah.
doesn't
yeah.
cheat on his girlfriend.
Honestly, you should
fiancés.
DM her. You should DM her and just be like, hey. No.
Hey girl.
No. Hey girl. I'm just letting you know that he's a chronic cheater and I hope that he doesn't do that to you. Peace and love.
Yeah, I will not be doing that. But like,
you know, let it lie. Not your problem.
Just keep checking on it.
Right. Yeah. If in like a couple years I see his Instagram go back to just him, I'll know. Oh gosh, that's too much. But maybe he's taking her skiing. I don't know. And maybe he's actually letting her ski and not
maybe he told her that skiing was actually easier than snowboarding.
Gosh, I hope his dad is okay. Now I'm kind of like, hope his dad survived his crash. I don't actually think I knew what came down to the wire. So
you know, I guess
will remain a mystery.
He was good enough for you guys to go skiing, so maybe he's fine.
Right. Well, no, the dad didn't go.
No, I know, but like he was good enough for you to leave his presence.
Oh, correct, yeah. Correct. Yeah, no, the dad was hospitalized.
Well, you Anyways. Know, this mood is low, and I say we bring it down.
Let's take it even lower.
Please.
My question for tonight, this could be kind of one that's dumb.
Okay.
But my question is, what comes first? And I'm going to give us some scenarios, and you guys tell me what you do first.
Okay.
So when it comes to a bowl of cereal,
sure.
What do you pour first?
The cereal.
Cereal.
Yes, cereal. Okay. Okay. I know there's some people that are milk.
We're testing
first.
The waters. We're just testing the waters.
We're just testing. I figured we're on the same with that.
Yeah.
How about when you, this one might, do you guys drink creamer in your coffee?
No.
I do.
Okay. Keek, when you make your coffee in the morning, what do you put first, the coffee or the creamer?
Okay. I might be a little crazy with
this
one.
Ew, don't say it. Don't
do
it.
What do you do?
I do creamer, a little bit of creamer first, and then coffee, because then I don't really have to like stir it.
That's exactly it. People don't understand that. I'm the same way. I put creamer first and then coffee, and the coffee is like vigorous enough.
Yes.
That it mixes it and you don't have to waste a spoon.
Yeah.
Life hack.
That's like my like exact
hack.
Thought.
Life hack. Yes.
I just don't want to get out a spoon or a little stir and like make sure that it's all done. Yeah. Like,
wait, how much are you guys putting in there that needs to be incorporated?
Probably a tablespoon. I use half and half.
Yeah, not a ton. Like a splash. So that's also enough why. That it if needs I was doing like a mixed. Lot. Yeah. But if we were doing like a lot more, then yeah, you'd probably still need a stir.
Yeah.
Like Caroline, love you. If you're listening, your coffee is white AF. Like it is just it is just there's no coffee. It's all creamer and she knows it too. I wonder if she still does it. But I remember at one point looking at her coffee and like, is that coffee or is that just plain?
Just the creamer. Yeah.
She's like, yep. It's both.
It's happening.
So I like a splash, but I like doing it. Yeah, I like doing it before.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
All right. That's interesting.
Brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Toothpaste first or do you wet before toothpaste?
Toothpaste, then I wet.
I toothpaste wet.
Okay, I wet then toothpaste.
You wet. I knew you were going to say that.
I'm a wet then toothpaste girl. Yeah. I could go either way, but that's just what I've always done.
What does it do to the toothpaste? Does it like sit differently?
Nope. Does nothing.
Okay.
Don't feel any different.
Okay.
That's just what you do.
But I just know some people are really adamant that that's wrong.
Okay. You know? Ooh, I have
I mean,
one.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Ask.
I know.
Okay.
This is just in the spirit of like getting ready or like getting ready for bed or in the morning. Uh-huh. Do you do your hair first or your makeup
Ooh,
first?
Good question.
I do my hair first.
I do my makeup first because I have my hair pulled back. And then once my makeup's done, I'll put it down and do my hair.
Yeah. I do my face first too. I'll like wake up, wash my face, and then just put on my headband thingy, like my makeup headband, and then just get to town.
I like to do my hair because then I know how I want to do my makeup based off of how I do my hair and what's going to complement my hair.
Okay.
I also feel like I save the least important thing for last, though. So like if I know, like if I wash my hair before bed and I sleep on it and I'm like, oh, I have to style it somehow, I'm going to do that first.
Okay.
Because in that case, that takes priority of like, if I don't have time to put concealer on or whatever, that's fine as long as my hair looks fine.
But if we just did like a quick, like normal everyday look.
Yes.
You're not touching the hair first typically.
No.
Okay.
No. Like I'm going to sleep on my hair tonight and tomorrow I'm going to wake up and it's going to look fine.
Yeah.
I'll like do my makeup first and then I'll put some dry shampoo in or something.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say the same for me.
That was a good one, Keek. Yeah, I have one more. This is the last one. When you're getting ready and you're putting on your clothes, do you put on jeans or pants and then socks or socks and pants?
So this is something that I've actually gone back and forth with because when I was pregnant, it was not easy to do any, below the knee stuff. So I experimented with the sock first thing because I was like, I don't have to bend over twice, right? And I'm already down there. However, when you put on socks first, they get like, they don't slide through the jeans very well. They just get kind of caught up. So I've done it, but not because I like it. I prefer to put my pants on first or my jeans on and then my socks.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
take. What about you?
I think it depends what kind of pant, because if leggings, I will do sock, then legging, and then I'll kind of pull the sock like out and then like
what the
kind
heck,
of,
that's
like,
heck
crazy.
Are you
in
saying?
That case I would
what
do
are
leggings
you saying
first,
I know
and then
I know.
Sock because that's so much
that
work.
Sounds so difficult.
It might be more work, but like if I wake up and my feet get like stuck in the legging, like I hate that. I just, if I have it with a sock, it just like slides in. Maybe I have sweaty feet also.
Oh, no, you do have sweaty feet. Yeah. I can confirm. I've lived with you and your socks all smell.
So
at
I
want to
preface that, but maybe that's why my feet, like with something tight, like a legging, it like is like harder. So I'm like, it's easier almost to just put on the sock. Slide in my feet and then like
see
can you
okay,
send a video of this because I do need to see the proof
tomorrow morning we need
you
that,
can't
yes.
visualize it okay so, I'll wear leggings specifically for you guys.
I am really thankful that the era of like skinny jeans is out because
oh,
when it was
God.
Like skinny jeans in the winter and then I'm wearing like my Blundstones or something and I want socks that like come up to like be a layer in between, I would socks first and then skinny jeans. Because otherwise you have to put on your socks and tuck them up under, But like Kiara, in that case, if I'm wearing like leggings and then like a sock over top, leggings first, pull the sock up, easy peasy.
See, for my feet, it's just not that easy.
I just don't get it. Like, what do you mean for your feet?
Also, you can, like, make them into, like,
yeah. I don't do that. I know. I don't do the tube. Okay.
Like, that's why my mom put my nylons on back in the day. Yes. She'd roll them up.
Well, I will do them for tights.
That's what I do with Lainey now for when I put tights on her. Yeah.
I'll do that for... Wait, that's cute. I'll do that for tights, but leggings, I don't. And maybe that needs to be studied. But
I did that when I was pregnant. Helped a lot.
Like the bunch? And then
the bunch and
go?
Then shove your foot in because...
I need to try the bunch and go. I just don't.
Try bunch it tomorrow. Let us know. Okay, bunch I'll it. Doke it.
So tomorrow
dump
we're
it.
Doking.
We're doking.
Shredding.
The bunch.
We're shredding. Doking. We're shredding in mourning respect.
In respect.
And out of respect for father. And then we are.
Oh my God.
Dump it.
Bunching. Bunching. Dumping.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. When you sit in your car, do you buckle first?
Ooh,
so stupid. Do you buckle first, turn on the car, buckle?
Turn on the car,
turn on the car, then buckle. Growing up somewhere cold, you get that heater started.
Oh, it's important to turn that car on ASAP.
Same. Yes.
Okay, wait, I have one.
Okay.
Do you put both your socks on and then your shoes, or do you put
both socks first.
Absolutely, but I feel like Kira's going to say something opposite.
I'm really trying to like think about this.
Because my socks are in my bedroom, my shoes are out here. So it's more of a location thing, but also socks first.
I will say it depends.
For me. On what?
On what?
On the shoe. Like I have these tall boots and like if I'm doing them with leggings and it's like a lot of work, I will maybe do sock boot, but
like if you're needing to keep the sock up for the boot, okay.
So then it's like,
do you think if you put the sock on second? Do you think if you would put the sock on second with your leggings, it would work better?
Shut up! So dumb.
Legging, sock, boot. Try
legging,
that next
sock,
time.
Boot, and then I do my hair, and then makeup,
and then I turn on my car, and then put my seatbelt on,
and then I do my Sudoku while I drive.
On my way to go shred.
Out of respect.
Out of respect for dad.
Wait, I feel like there's another one. I'm like looking around my room for like a prompt. Funny. And I can't think.
You know, I think we nailed it.
I think so too.
Those ones were good.
Okay. I was worried that would be a flop a little bit.
I'm like going to be so firsthand embarrassed, me putting on leggings in the morning. Now I'm gonna be so hyper aware.
Just record it. Just let us know. And then if we share it, we share it. If we don't, we don't. Yeah. Whatever.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for coming along with us on this journey. If you have anything that you feel like doesn't exist but should, email us and we will let you know if it already does. Don't worry.
And we'll it probably will if we are one and the same.
We're just poor and we can't afford it.
You can't not think about that song.
Well, how are you supposed to not?
I know.
And the fact that it comes up almost like every other episode.
Honestly.
I know.
I know this song mostly because of you guys.
I mean, that's the only part I know.
Yeah. Well, let you forget it, to be honest.
Yeah. Send us an email at itsbeenforeverpod. We'd love to hear from you.
@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that part.
Yahoo.
Hotmail.
Only Gmail.
See ya.
If you send us an email from a Hotmail account, don't.
Okay.
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. We will block it.
We're just kidding. Please send us one.
I'm going to report it.
Don't forget to follow us on all social media. We're on TikTok. We're on Instagram. It's handles the same. You can do it. You know how to do it. So we'll see you in the DMs, hopefully.
Yeah.
And we'd love to know
all the things. Where are you tuning in from?
Sorry, I was just
What's
dancing.
What's been your favorite episode?
She was just
Mary's
dancing.
Mary's having a
and,
moment.
Yeah. And she's wearing stripes and she's like this, like, criminal and
you had a warrant on a criminal. Your account.
She's feeling all criminally in her stripes.
Because I'm a criminal. Because I killed somebody. Because I killed somebody.
She has those black and white stripes
like
on.
Oh, you're really red.
You know those black and white stripes, you know?
Screw you.
With the criminals. That's what she's wearing right now.
I was supposed to be like French. Like, I'm a French woman.
Oh, well, you're straight crim.
Straight crim. We're straight crim after doking.
You doked who's trying to go be a crim.
And if you're just tuning into this episode and you have no idea what we're talking about,
end?
Go back. Yeah, if you're just tuning in.
If you went all the way to the end.
First, do you listen to the end first? To the beginning first.
I'm not even crying. I'm crying. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, man.
Oh, good night. That's hilarious.
Good night.
And on that note,
oh, my good night. Heavens.
Good night.
We love you guys and literally good night. Okay.
Literally bye.
Okay. Literally talk to you
bye.
Later.
Bye.
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 Bye.